In the newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf. A woman is charged with second-degree murder in the death of a 3-year-old after the child died while under care in Coloma Township. The Coloma Township Police Department says officers were called to a home in the 6200 block of Beck Road Monday on a report of a child not breathing. They arrived to find the child's father performing CPR on the 3-year-old. The child was taken to Spectrum Lakeland Hospital in Watervliet, where she was pronounced dead. The investigation revealed the child had been under the care of home health care nurse named Judith Sobel. Sobel had been found lying next to the child in an incoherent state when the child's medical emergency was discovered. Police say the 3-year-old breathed through a tracheal tube that was not attached when she was found. Sobel later admitted to police she'd taken methamphetamine prior to being on duty with the child. Police also found meth in her purse. She's been charged with second-degree murder and possession of methamphetamines. She's in the Berrien County Jail awaiting arraignment. A grant of more than $1.9 million has been awarded to Lake Michigan College by the U.S. Department of Education for LMC's Upward Bound program. LMC Upward Bound Director Adrian Hill tells us the program serves low-income, often first-generation college-bound students as they prepare for and enroll in higher education.
They are open-minded to their future and what their career goals and what they're wanting to pursue and when it comes to furthering their education.
Hill says Upward Bound starts working with students when they're in the 8th grade and holds weekly tutoring sessions focused on life in college.
So we may be talking about selecting a college or what financial aid looks like and the differences between grants and scholarships. And then we dive into some other areas as well. So we may have a segment on mental health and coping skills and partner with Lakeland Bronson. Or, you know, we may do some volunteer activities.
The students also spend a week living in a dorm. Hill says Upward Bound prepares the students for college so they succeed when they get there. LMC's Upward Bound program serves up to 78 students per year. And the new federal grant will keep it going another 5 years. The CDC has given the green light for kids 6 months to 5 years old to get the Moderna or Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine. Dr. Dennis Cunningham is a pediatrician and director of infection control and prevention at Henry Ford Health. He's pleased there's now a vaccine for this young population.
Well, we're certainly seeing a whole lot more COVID in kids than we are seeing anything else out there, including flu, chickenpox, measles, mumps, rubella.
The Moderna vaccine is a 2-dose series, while the Pfizer vaccine uses a 3-dose series. As for side effects, he says there could be some fever and slight aches and pains, but overall, a very safe vaccine. Dr. Cunningham says the vaccines should be available within a week and can be given with other scheduled vaccines. In the newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf.